Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
A handful of questions here on the text line. I'll throw them to you first, and then I'll answer if that works for you, Mr. Swaggard. First one, what is the worst Christmas present you ever received?
I don't recall. Our family was pretty good about getting people things that they wanted.
Did you do the hey, what do you want for Christmas thing?
Yeah, or we had Christmas list.
Oh, okay. Like, just make the list.
Yeah, make the list. Here you go.
Yeah. The first year that my wife and I were married, we made some assumptions about clothing choices. We got a fair amount of like kitchen stuff that we needed, like things for around the house. And I remember we sat there and we opened up everything. And I think, I don't know if we were, we must have just been married, but we could have been dating. But we just sat there and looked at everything. And neither of us really liked anything that we got. And we just went, all right, new rule, no clothes, no Christmas, house stuff. And we just, sat there. I think we returned absolutely everything that we got each other. We bought too many things. We just overspent. It was just basically a bunch of stuff that we wanted for the house. And it was nothing that anybody else wanted. So I don't know that there's one specific thing that was bad, but I think I got her
shoes. I'm sure I got
some
sort of questionable shirt, sweater,
but the funny
from an aunt or uncle along the way. But
well, the funniest part, it was just mutual, just like meh. Yeah. And we kept all the kitchen stuff, and it was like both perfectly practical things. Yeah. And then all the clothing stuff, we're like, nah, it's not the right size, it's not the right color, it's not the right style.
Our family was, hey, let's put your Christmas list up and there you go.
Well, yeah, but that's, I mean, you got gifts from other people that weren't family that probably had to, you know, didn't have your list and just trying to wing it.
I think my parents did a good job of informing like grandparents of, yeah.
One year, it wasn't a bad Christmas gift, but it was very odd. My grandma had 9 kids, 35 grandkids, 50-some great-grandkids.
Small
we do
village.
A big party.
Yeah.
When she passed away at 93 years old, the entire church was filled with her
just family
lineage. Like, it was just, like, her direct line filled an entire church. And one year for Christmas, she'd always get all the grandkids something. And the only grandkids that got this gift were me and my brothers. And she got all of us a bottle of tequila with the worm in it.
There you go.
And I don't know what that meant about us compared to everybody else. But she's like, I know you boys. There you
authentic.
Go. But I always thought it was very, very humorous. I was like, all right, well, I'm not sure what we did to get that. But there you go. So.
Or don't remember what you did.
I don't know. Hey, there you go. That might have been one of the gifts I gave that she didn't appreciate either. I gave her an action figure Jesus, and she didn't think that was very funny. But It hung around the house. I know that, and got played with. So there you go. What is your go-to protein choice for street tacos?
Ooh. For street tacos.
Street tacos.
If I could only have one, it would probably be shrimp tacos.
Ooh. Now, if you're going street tacos, you want to go seafood, or is that a little riskier? I mean, if you're sitting down to
restaurant. I don't think shrimp is that risky.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
Yeah.
We were in Puerto Vallarta, and we found this place. I can't remember if it's Pepe's or Pepe's, but Pepe's, one of them does tacos, one of them does margaritas. I think Pepe's does margaritas, which is
that would
is
make
funnier.
More sense.
But there was a place, it looked like just a blown-out old building.
Of course it did.
It had
probably best tacos in the...
Three walls, and then like just a canvas roof over the top, and they made al pastor tacos that were so...
Yes.
Effing good.
Yes.
We sat there and had probably 30 of them. Then we walked out and they had like just like silver dollar sized beef tacos being made on the street for like a peso. And we were both stuffed, and my wife and I, and we just looked at them like, we should probably try one. We ended up having like 8 of those. So I would say El Pastor, but then we finished those and went right out. Like, listen, whatever they're cooking in Mexico, bring it on.
You get a good marinated shrimp taco.
Oh, I don't disagree with you, but when I think of street taco, I just picture the grilled beef on the little carne asada there being chopped up. But if I'm walking by and you get the tower of pineapple and pork, I'm gonna go El Pastor.
See, I'm not I'm not a pineapple guy.
All right. Well, shrimp. Because shrimp tacos with a little pineapple salsa on it. There you go.
Nah, just need some shredded cabbage, pickled red onion.
Yeah.
Little Oaxaca cheese.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is a female sack question. Favorite rom-com as a bro, and they'll go first, Along Came Polly. I don't know if that's a rom-com, but probably.
Favorite rom-com. As a bro.
As a bro.
Guilty Pleasure, Coyote Ugly.
Is that a rom-com or is that just a chick flick? I don't
remember. She cost him the comic?
No, I do not remember. I could not tell you anything about that movie other than there's dancing on the bar, and they made the bar in New York, New York.
Yeah.
And I got very drunk there in Vegas.
Yeah.
So when I first moved there, couple rough nights at Coyote Ugly.
Hyperparabo? Let's go.
Yeah, all right. I would say the one, I haven't watched it in a long time, but when my daughters were born, my daughters are Andy and Zuzu, and a lot of people would ask, where does Zuzu come from? But most people would recognize it from It's a Wonderful Life. And so everybody was like, from It's a Wonderful Life, that loves the movie, would do that. My brother, who this year shot a deer and an elk and has killed a bear and wears camo as a majority of his apparel, walked into the delivery room. He's like, Andy Anderson, like How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days? And we just went, yes, absolutely. So that is, I haven't watched a movie in a very long time, but we always like the name. So I have a child named after How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Nice.
Not necessarily intentionally, but hey, Kate Hudson, that yellow dress. Hey, I'm not, I won't begrudge it. Let's say it was a memorable performance. So we'll go with that. Somebody goes, Devil Wears Prada, does that count? I don't know. I suppose it would. I don't know
if that was a rom-com.
Yeah, I don't think
I don't know where the romance
I think that's a chick flick.
Yes.
But
that would be a chick flick.
Yeah, there you go. So no, listener, it does not. This question, I don't think it's for you. It is for me. What does Luke do when he's not on the air filling in? I'm an exotic dancer. Dangles out on 82nd, so come on out anytime you want.
As you're not at Casa Diablo.
No. Vegan? Ugh, come on.
Oh, you didn't see one of the dancers stabbing the DJ?
No,
on
really?
Video?
No. This is fantastic. And is this in the buff stabbing?
No, this is after I think they were closing up.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
All right. Good times.
Yeah, they caught it on video.
Yeah. Well, that's great. One of my favorite ones is the...
I'm guessing that had to be a Rop in the News segment.
Oh, I'm sure that it probably
was. I wasn't, wasn't listening the day that came out, but I think that was last week sometime.
Ooh. All right. Yeah, I like that. One of my favorite was, Lucky Devil, run on the other side of the Ross Island.
Oh, okay.
Not our country station, but 99... What is it? The Bull. What is the 91?
I don't know.
Whatever. Their truck drove into the side of the Lucky Devil, which was fantastic. So, yeah. Whatever the Bull is, I don't know what their call sign is, but yeah, they ran right into the side of that, which absolutely cracked me up. Do you have any on the YouTube chat? You do a better job looking at that than I
do. No, they're arguing. Somebody's Pepe's Tacos. Yep.
Port of Ireland. Oh my God.
Trying it in 2 weeks.
Oh yeah. Get it.
I don't see an actual question.
Okay. Let's see.
Some enjoy the mail sack. Some wondering why we're not talking about, I don't know, the Winterhawks matchup with the Chiefs tonight. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, don't worry. We'll get into it. That'll be in the fourth hour. How many more thousands of days before the Blazers win another Western Conference Finals games? Currently, 8,964 days since their last win.
Yeah, it's going to be a while.
Well, I mean, you got like 400 days in a year, something about that, about right? Somewhere around 400.
I think you're at least 1,500 from considering it, would be my guess.
Probably put it closer to two G's.
You're looking at 4 or 5 seasons, and that's
What I'm thinking. Yeah.
Everything goes correctly.
Well, that's where the season.
If you're able to capture the flag in this coming up draft, you're able to move a couple of your veteran contracts for great up and coming role player pieces that fit in. If Donovan Klingon is able to develop and without getting significantly hurt. And he can play 35 minutes multiple nights in a row.
I always think it's funny to look around the NBA and look
at... If Scoot Henderson develops a jump shot.
Well, amen to that. But the funny thing is looking around the league and seeing guys, like right now, SGA, MVP candidate, not with the team that drafted him. Jokic is a second-round pick. He has won multiple MVPs. Giannis is a late first-round pick. He's at most teams had a chance to grab him. Jalen Brunson drug his team into a deep playoff run, not with the team that drafted him. There are plenty of guys out there that have emerged after their team said thanks, but no thanks. Even Luka Doncic was a draft day trade. Mm-hmm. So the way that people, project talent in the NBA is not great. So the idea that somebody could turn into something. Klingon has been really good as a rookie. Shaedon Sharpe still shows flashes.
Yep.
They're obviously... a few pieces away, but don't think that there's not guys that have been, discounted or kind of are sitting on a bench somewhere in the NBA right now that couldn't pop. So likelihood is it's a long way away. I think I mentioned the stat yesterday, but, there's no league that it's more difficult to win a championship. The best predictor, we did this exercise on the Sinner and Saint one day. The best predictor of whether or not you're going to make it to an NBA final is whether you've made it to an NBA final in the last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Because, look at how many teams go back to the finals after going, and they'll go out of 5 years.
I think that stat is going to not be as...
We hope so.
...an indicator with when they restructured the salary cap and changed the luxury tax limits and the aprons and those sorts of things. I think you will see talent be forced to be distributed more evenly throughout the league.
I hope so, and anything that goes towards parity is great, but you said it earlier in the show. Who's your favorite to win it all right now?
OKC.
Oh, over Boston. But at least to win the East.
Boston to win the East.
Yeah.
So, and that's assuming they don't suffer a major injury. But
there's at least one team going right back to it.
I love what OKC's doing. And if they make a move to acquire another big at the trade deadline, which is the only thing that they really need is some depth with Chet out.
You know what they need? DeAndre Ayton.
No, they don't need DeAndre Ayton.
Yes, they do.
No.
We are where?
I understand that.
Okay.
So I would not.
So let's just, hey, DeAndre Ayton's available. He doesn't have to be a focal point. Just a big body in there. I mean, he's got first overall pick talent somewhere buried in there. If anybody can pull it out, it's OKC. Come on. They've got a lot of assets still. You wouldn't take some of the OKC picks they've got piled up, some of their young talent that's
if they've
not
got
making
some picks,
the floor.
If they, the problem is if they're their own picks, they're going to be at 28-30 or
don't
whatever.
Don't they still have like another 20-some picks in the next 5 years? They had like 35 a couple years ago. So, yeah, I'll make a deal with OKC. Let's go. Give him that guy. He'll help him get there. That is your mail sack. Thank you for the questions.